Are you sure this path is safe? All right, well, I suppose it is, if you say it is. I've never been down this way before. When I first found myself trapped in this nightmare of a game, all I did was hide. I only went out to search for food when I really had to. And even though I tried my hardest to be careful, I still lost my arm. Yeah. I only hope our injuries here don't carry through to the real world. If they do, what am I going to do about all these scars? Now, where did I put my torch? Can I see your map again? I can't believe you actually had the guts to come out here and map everything. You're a lot braver than I am, you know that? Yeah. It is necessary if we want to find a way out of here. According to this map, the spot you mentioned is just up ahead and to the left. Here. Quick! Hide! It's not the car from before, is it? The one that tried to eat us alive after we got into it? Okay. You dealt with it. That's good. Is it gone? I'm sorry. I'm scared. Right. Okay. Can I hold on to your shirt? Thanks. Yes, I want to keep going. I never would have imagined that. I'd get trapped in a survival horror game. Those mimics are everywhere. And what makes it worse is that they could be anything. A car, a bag of food, a gun. You never know whether a lamppost is just a lamppost, or whether it's a mimic that's going to try and strangle you when you walk past. I got dragged into the river by a fishing rod and a boat a couple of days before I found you. By some miracle, I managed to escape. And then, there was that time a plastic food bag tried to suffocate me. I don't know. I can't remember how many days I've been stuck in this game now. All I can recall is, I was playing this game. Shattered Mirror, Shadow Earth. I was procrastinating. And then, there was this bright light, and all this static. The static was everywhere. The next thing I knew, I was here, in this awful place. Those chores and assignments I was putting off seemed so much more appealing now. I'd write 100, 1,000 reports happily, if it meant we could get out of this horrid place. It's them, isn't it? They're moving around. They're looking for us. Try to calm down. I'll try. Thanks. I don't know what I'd do without you. If you hadn't showed up, I'd most likely be dead. Have you died in this game since you got here? Me neither. I'm too afraid. We shouldn't try. We don't know what the consequences are. When you got here, you actually had the courage to explore and look for a way out. Unlike me, I hate this place, and everything in it. Everything except you. You're the only good thing that's happened to me since I got here. I don't like the fact that someone else has to suffer through this with me, but at the same time, I'd be a big fat liar if I said I wasn't grateful for the company. This is the place. We'll stay here for the night then. And then we'll leave at daybreak. Sounds good. I'm exhausted. Mentally, physically, emotionally, everythingly. But you must be even more tired than I am. And yet, I haven't heard you complain, not even once. Are you always like this? I don't know. Brave, unflappable, protective. I see. Maybe you don't give yourself enough credit for it. Just saying. Have some water. I don't want to waste the battery on this torch. I've gathered some candles and matches. Yeah. Losing an arm kind of forced me to learn how to light matches with my teeth. Warm candlelight would be kind of romantic if we weren't trapped in a survival horror game. It's so weird. Why us? Me neither. I haven't seen anyone else except for you. The NPCs are pretty obviously NPCs. They're not human like us. This game isn't super popular, but it has still sold hundreds of thousands of copies. So, I wonder why we're the only ones who got transported. Hey, did you do anything out of the ordinary on the day you found yourself in this place? Wait, you went for a walk at the park behind Avebury Street? And, by any chance, did you take the path through the graveyard? The one behind the old church? I usually go for walks there, but I don't normally go through the graveyard. The only reason I did was because I heard this odd, staticky noise. That might be it then. As to why and how, that remains a mystery. Yeah. I don't see how an old graveyard could be connected to transportation technology, or gaming, for that matter. But that's something to worry about for later. Right now, I just want to relax a bit. Then find a way to get out of here. That's going to be one hell of an ordeal. I don't know how much more of this insanity I can take. Thank you for believing in me. Honestly, you'd probably move around a lot faster without me. But I promise I'll do my best to face everything that's going to happen. I know that to beat the game, we have to solve puzzles in order to find a series of keys. Each key unlocks a gate, and there are 25 gates in total. Once all the gates have been unlocked, we can go to the giant mirror in the center of the city. Then, Once we solve the mirror's riddle, we beat the game. When I first got here, I found this note beside me that said, "Beat the game to escape." Do you think that's our only way out? You're right. I can't think of any other options at the moment. The hard part is avoiding all those mimics along the way. I despise those things. I almost passed out when I realized that even NPCs could be mimics. I'm going to need therapy when we get back to the real world. If we get back to the real world. True. We have to stay positive. Half the battle is not losing our minds. It's hard, and I've come close many times. But I have you now, and that makes everything better. What? Weapons. I've got an axe and a gun. There isn't much ammunition left. This was all I could find. Most of it came from a warehouse on the southeast side. Oh. And there's a taser. Here, you can have it. I've always been against hacking, but if we could find a way to somehow hack this game, I'd be all for it. I almost forgot I had this. I swear this place is scrambling my memories. Or maybe it's just because I'm so scared all the time. Anyway, this is a chunky block I received as a reward from a save box. Yes, there was a clue that came along with it. I solved it and got the letters M-E-L-T. Yep, melt. I think we have to find something to melt the block. I'm guessing it probably contains a key for one of the gates. Some of the empty houses I came across had ovens in them. Those could work. Yes, I'm all right. I've only really slept properly these past few days. And that's because we take turns staying up to keep watch. Two pairs of eyes and two brains are better than one, for sure. So, what's your secret? To remaining so calm and not letting everything get to you. Just yesterday, I saw you almost get flattened by a cargo truck. But you just got up and carried on like nothing happened. Thank goodness each mimic is limited to roaming around a certain area. You have a point. At the end of the day, whether we freak out about things or not, doesn't change the fact that we're stuck here. I think some people are just hardwired to have better stress tolerance. What do you think? Right. The only time I faced something similar was when my friends and I went to solve a horror-themed escape room. They had crazy jump scares and everything, but it wasn't so bad because when you go to an escape room, you know you will eventually get out. With this, though... I'm sorry. I'm doing it again, aren't I? Stay positive. Don't lose hope. That's what you taught me. You know what? I'm craving some fresh homemade bread and chocolate cake. What about you? That sounds delicious. If we get out of here, I promise I'll treat you to a huge hearty meal. Maybe one's not enough. I'll treat you to a couple of huge hearty meals and dessert. How about that? It's the least I could do for the person who's stopping me from going crazy. After this, I don't think I'll take anything for granted again. I wonder if time here runs differently from time in the real world. I wonder if our friends and family are looking for us. So many questions. Are you tired? All right, you go to sleep first. I'll take first watch, and I'll wake you if anything happens. Good night.